Happy Wednesday, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Open Mic here, 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio, and of course the free 104.5 The Team app. We are the Capital Region's home for New York sports and beyond. And of course, hit us up on the socials at 104.5 The Team. Give us a follow, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And check our website out online at 104.5theteam.com. Another hot, sunny day. Weather going to cool off the next two. Programming update, of course, no open mic tomorrow. New York Yankees baseball, game four against the Tampa Bay Rays will be at 105. So with postgame, it'll probably take until about 4 or 5 o'clock. And then on Friday, trackside, it'll be extended 3 to 5. Matthew DeSantis, possibly John Keller from Katie O'Burns, Najee Thompson as well, and it'll be myself, Vinny Fredericks, Chris Lockwood, and Quinn Helfrich. So the A team, nonetheless, on the Friday track show. But today I'll take you up until 4 p.m., and it's a busy time of the year. We're going to go guest-free, and that's okay, because we've got MLB trade deadline news to get to. Hopefully get to your guys' phone calls on the hot mic line, of course. And Joe Lorenzo, Chris Lockwood are back with me. They're going to join me throughout the show. We'll get to the games. We'll get to their takes on a lot that's going on in the world of sports coming up, but all is good on a Wednesday. But let's start with the main event.
What is Mike's main event? Find out now on Open Mic.
All right, you take a look. It's pretty simple. I mean, the Yankees last night, it was a big night for a lot of the good reasons, and also there was some bad reasons that overshadowed the good last night for the Yankees. And we'll start with the good. You always like to start with the good, right? And it was a 7-5 win. Max Fried after, let's face it, not a good first inning. You know, you start with the blisters again. Oh, boy, he settled down nicely after that. I think he retired 11 in a row. He finished with 9 strikeouts. Max was dealing, which was a good sign. ERA is still sitting at a 2.62. But overall, I think to be able to settle down after that 2-run first inning was nice, and the Yankees found a way to win the game. The bullpen, Jonathan Loaisiga, who knew that guy could even get outs anymore for the Yankees? Clean inning in third. Devin Williams, the run. We'll get to why he gave up the run in just a second. But Williams, really, since like May the 7th, has been borderline outstanding for the Yankees coming out of the bullpen. Fried has allowed 21 runs over his last 5 games. That's his most runs allowed in any 5-game span in his career, which is pretty crazy. That's Atlanta and, of course, the Yankees combined. We'll get to the news of who the Yankees acquired earlier as well, and we'll talk some Mets and Red Sox, too, and maybe a little deal or no deal later on the Yankees' potential trade deadline acquisitions. Ryan McMahon already worked. He's hitting 308 for the Yankees. He's got 3 RBIs, and he's flashed the glove as well. But for me, and it stinks. I thought this was hopefully something that would go away, but not New York, not with this media. And just not with poor play. Anthony Volpe last night. Now, his bat, you would think, was going to make up for it. 2 hits, 452-foot home run. I mean, right center, hit the back wall of the bullpen. He had an error in the first, bad throw, right? What happened that inning? The Rays scored runs. Okay, so that error was a problem, and it contributed. And Max Fried, when Yes Network cut away to Max Fried, you could tell how frustrated this dude was and is with Anthony Volpe. He drops a routine pop fly later in the game. You later come to find out that's on purpose. That doesn't end up costing anything. That was deliberate. So you get to the ninth inning, and Devin Williams is on the mound, and it's 2 outs. I think it was 2 strikes. Ground ball to short. Not only does he just not release it right away, he double, borderline, triple clutches the ball in his glove. First sign that there's mental problems going on with Volpe and what's going on. He seemed hesitant. You're not confident in major leagues as the shortstop in the New York Yankees. There's a problem. Throws a short, and even Paul Goldschmidt, Gold Glover, couldn't scoop it. And you just cut. You see Goldschmidt's frustrated. A little bit with himself, but there. And you just cut to Devin Williams. And it's, you wonder if this is starting to wear on these guys in the clubhouse. I mean, now it's 15 errors for Anthony Volpe. And Boone postgame is as critical as he's ever going to be for his players. And he barely was. But you noticed it in a couple lines. We got to get through it. We got to get over it. He can't do that in the ninth inning. Rick DiPietro on our morning show, who I'm a big fan of. I think Rick DiPietro is awesome. I love the show. DiPietro and Rothenberg. Tune in. Shout out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every morning. 104.5 The Team. Shameless plug. So Rick this morning was going in on Anthony Volpe. And he brings up a good point. As an athlete, former athlete, when all you're thinking about, when the ball, the puck, whatever is thrown to you, it goes your way, If you're only thinking about, I hope I don't make a mistake, your chances increase exponentially of making a mistake. That's just how it works mentally, right? You're fixating on it. That's not good. Volpe usually will just get the ball out of the glove and rip it. He's got a good arm. He's a Gold Glove winning shortstop. The talent's there. He's regressed insanely this year. I understand that, but for him to not release the ball, and I hate to make a big deal out of it, but it is. I mean, that almost cost the Yankees. He almost single-handedly cost the Yankees the game twice last night. And the home run should have overshadowed it, and he makes the play. We're not talking about it. Yankees get the win. That's the most important thing. But Volpe, it's becoming a problem. Do the Yankees go, do they somehow get a shortstop? Do they go make a move for shortstop? Because apparently Ahmed Rosario is not going to be good at all to be able to field for the Yankees. And this is a guy who was with the starting shortstop for the Mets not that long ago. McMahon's been good too. I'll end with a positive. The Yankees are able to salvage and get the win. And Toronto, for some reason, has lost four straight and can't beat Baltimore, which is very interesting. Concerning for them, great for the Yankees, right? But they gain a game and a half in one night. This division is not over by any means. The Yankees are four back. Come Friday, when we're trackside, going to have a lot to recap and see what this Yankees roster looks like. We know they're going heavy after relievers, and they got Austin Slater from the Chicago White Sox. And the more I read into it, is not the worst move in the world. You get depth there, and the numbers will back it up. Doing things a little differently on this Wednesday, which is a good thing. Chris Lockwood and Joe Lorenzo are in studio today. Boys, gentlemen, how are we? How we doing?
What's good? What's going on?
Chris?
I'm great.
Yeah, all good. Joe, it's nice to see you again.
I'm back.
You're a busy guy. Are we allowed to discuss what you were doing? That's not top
yeah, this
secret.
Is not,
I
no.
mean, I think we did anyway when he wasn't
we
here.
Probably
so
did.
We probably
did.
Already,
yeah, it's just
so
awesome.
UMass, you got a job as, what is the
team
title?
Manager.
Team manager.
Yep.
Which is great. And we're going to see you guys sometime in November. Schedules are, I believe, going to be out at some point. That's TBD, not confirmed, but DK's from that area, so being able to get a game there will be awesome for sure. How was that? The experience?
It was great. It was good. Just a lot of just rebounding for players, tape, like helping them out. Just, like,
you don't at all.
Shooting. Yeah. I mean, just anything that they want me to do, and they'll be in Saratoga tomorrow. They have like a race, white and maroon mile. Tomorrow.
Whoa,
Saratoga.
Look at that. Well, to be on the lookout for that when we're... Oh, it's tomorrow, not Friday. So it'll
tomorrow,
be...
Tomorrow, yeah, okay. Tomorrow.
All right. That's awesome, Joe. Well, congrats, of course.
Thank you. You helped me out, actually.
I...
Reference right guy. This guy was...
Incredible.
Perfect guy to give a reference to, because...
I did. I did. Look,
hey,
I played a small part. All right. I'm happy to help you boys out. You know that. So that's awesome. And I'm around the UAlbany team managers. They're always great. That's not easy. People think that's easy. It's not. So, and I watch them do great work. And they do great. That's going to be. And the experience is invaluable. So, that's awesome. Good to have you back in the mix. Chris Lockwood's last week. I mean, he'll be helping out a little bit next week. But
can we just
with the vacations coming up and everything? I mean, it's one of these. I mean, you do it. It really is.
We love you, Chris.
He's been here since the masses love him too. Nothing but positive feedback, which is great. Last studio show, you will be with us trackside on Friday for a good send off. I'll start with you. You're a big Yankees fan and big Yankees guy. What's the podcast again?
Bronx Banter.
You can promote it again with the socials. Where do you...
I will. Bronx underscore banter on Instagram and just Bronx Banter on YouTube.
Blog.
That's so good.
Blog.
That's natural right
Not
there.
Not the
That's
first time we've done it.
No, that was AKA Monday. Circa back to Monday, we did it again. Am I making a bit too big of a deal of Anthony Volpe last night, or do you agree? Like, do you agree or disagree with basically my monologue / soliloquy there?
I agree with you 100%. He almost cost the Yankees the game.
Yeah,
those two runs that Max Fried gave up in the first inning, that should have been a double play. That Volpe made a bad throw to Jazz at second base. That can't happen right there.
Nope.
And then in the ninth inning, Devin Williams, I'll give him a lot of credit. He battled last night. Did not have his
that
best,
was gutsy.
He did not have his best stuff. But he picked up Volpe, and Volpe just, his interviews don't show me anything. I want to see an interview where he says, man, shout out to Devin. He really had my back tonight, picked me up. But he doesn't. He just says, I got to make those plays, which everyone knows you have to make those plays. I just want to see him show a little bit more accountability than that. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't seem like he cares too much.
I think he's trying to do too much with his hitting. And I think, like, A-Rod said it perfectly, like, just focus on fielding. You don't need to be a star hitter because you have Judge, Chisholm, Cody Bellinger. You have these guys who are going to hit for you.
Mm.
So you don't need to be a star player. Mm. Like a star hitter, hit a single, hit a double. But don't have to work on power and like work on your fielding, because shortstop probably the most important position besides pitcher and catcher.
Oh, for the Yankees, it certainly is.
It is.
I mean, we're talking about the Yankees. I mean, shortstop in general, but I mean,
Derek
you put the
Jeter.
Pinstripes
you,
on.
You have Derek Jeter. I mean, you go back
amplified.
To Derek Jeter. So I think that's the thing you should focus on is just being good, serviceable hitting, but being a gold glover again.
Yeah, A-Rod, I really agree with. I have not found anybody who's been more accurate and spot on than him. That take, I think we played it, and we did it in the morning show with Big Board Sports as well. I mean, you need to be there for the glove. He doesn't need to hit 450 two-foot home runs. Volpe, sure, that's a bonus. Get on base. Mm-hmm. Volpe should be hitting 270, a guy like that. There is no excuse. He should not be hitting 216. He is lethal with his wheels.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it should be. But the glove is affecting the bat for the most part. With the home run, you think it's great. I mean,
exactly.
It's the last out of the game. They call that routine. I mean, it's right to him. It's right to him. And you notice the clutch. I mean, it's very obvious and you boys are all over it, obviously killing it, sending the stats in, but the quotes are good. I mean, Boone, I think he had another line besides his two. For a very talented defender, he will get through it, and we've got to get him there. Okay, that's similar, Boone, but there's something to what he's saying. There was another line he said last night, too, where he's starting to realize, because for Boone, he can defend it, but Boone now knows when the game is on the line, I don't think you can really defend Anthony Volpe.
No.
Some of his errors have been, what, fifth inning, fourth, sixth, third, seventh, doesn't matter, like ninth inning. Devin Williams has to get out of a jam, and that's going to be overlooked. Like, Devin Williams did a heck of a job last night working that. He didn't have the control with that changeup, but got out of it. But, yeah, boys, now it's going to be time to see how aggressive the Yankees and the Mets and the Red Sox are between now and deadline. It's a little quiet right now. It's about to ramp up within the next, 26-ish hours that's left between the trading deadline for sure. So, Volpe, yeah, I mean,
he leads the MLB in errors.
I mean, that's 15. He's up to 15. I mean, he's above Willy Adames, who is by no means a good defensive shortstop, and everybody else. I mean, it's just not good anymore, and it's very frustrating. And curious to see what New York Yankees fans
the of
think about that.
As errors. That's
it's not
15
good.
Homers,
what?
15 errors. That's
tell you what, that's a good stat. We had a good one on Monday. I forget what it was, Chris. That's one of the, that's a good stat right there. As many errors as home runs,
which is. I mean, as a shortstop.
I don't care. 15 home runs is fine. Hit above the Major League Baseball average is .245. Mm-hmm. Hit above that.
You'd rather one home run or zero, no errors, and hitting over .270.
He is so lucky the Yankees won and now they're down four games because it would be like the sky is falling coming up this morning. But brutal. That's a little long-winded main event, but all good here on a Wednesday, boys. I almost said Monday. Who's the what's that place in Clifton Park again?
The Pet Lodge of Clifton Park.
That's right. That's
easy
right. That's
easy out
it is.
Service.
It really is. I mean, it never gets old. Dogs of the Week. Chris will lead it for the final time.
He has
Dogs
to.
Of the Week,
he
and he's going
to
have to deliver. Maybe we extend it. Maybe we do five. We do 10. We don't know. We'll make Chris really go to work on this for his last day. I know his face says it all. Proud sponsors of Open Mic, the Pet Lodge of Clifton Park. Joe was saying it. Chris knows about it. I'm sure you all do by now. Owner Matt Sames. Curious to get his thoughts on Anthony Volpe and the Yankees, because he's a big Yankees guy. Can't be loving it whatsoever. I don't think any Yankees fan can. Conveniently located between Joe's hometown, exit 9 and 10 of Clifton Park, right over the Northway. Easy in, easy out, all with a peace of mind that your pet is loved and cared for by a team that treats him like family. Outstanding staff. They offer so much love and support for your specific pet. Grab the brochure. They've got the form of the brochure on the website, too, so you can digitally or you could grab the physical copy if you walk in. Very friendly. You're greeted with friendly staff at the front desk. They offer the tourists, right, to see everything, to make sure that your dog will be comfortable. They got standard and luxury-sized boarding rooms. They've got the cat condos as well, which the cats love and play on nonstop. If your dog's shy, one-on-one private playtime and nature walks. If they love it, there's different playrooms with different staff members. It's great. And also, there's family-friendly discounts, holiday discounts. It's financially reasonable. You don't have to dig too deep in the wallet, and Matt Sames is proud of that. He does a lot for the community, too. Great person to do business with, and just check out and support their great spot, the Pet Lodge Clifton Park. Going on 20 years and more. There's a number you can call to if you're curious today, or you know, today, whenever, tomorrow, or any day. It's open 24-7 to call and make a reservation. It's 518-877-9663, 518-877-9663, or online at petlodges.com, Lodges with an S. PetLodges.com. Tell them MJ sent you, Joe sent you, Chris sent you from Open Mic on 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio. All right, boys, what do you say? We get to some calls, see if we can get some. Monday, people were a little shy early in the week. I have a funny feeling we're going to get a few frustrated Yankees fans out there. We will touch on the Mets and Red Sox when we come back. Got to be fair. We carry the Yankees games, and we got to talk some Yankees, because if you did a poll, it'd be Yankees fans over Mets and Red Sox all day long. Call 518-476-1045. Joe and Chris are going to scurry to answer your phone calls in the across the glass during the commercial break. It's 518-476-1045. How concerning is Anthony Volpe? Who do you want to see the Yankees, Mets, or Red Sox get at the MLB trade deadline? We're also going to talk some Mets and Red Sox coming back. Call 518-476-1045. Hot Mic Line taking your calls next after this commercial break here on a Wednesday edition of Open Mic, 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio. Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Open Mic here, 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio, and the free 104.5 The Team app. Phone lines are lighting up. Let's get to your phone calls.
Let's open up the Hot Mic. MJ wants to hear from you now on Open Mic.
All right, so we've got that number again. It's 518-476-1045, 518-476-1045. It's the Hot Mic line on Open Mic, and we've got Jimmy, the Italian Stallion, big Yankees fan, on line one. What's up, Jimmy?
MJ, you're Brian Cashman. I'm Hal Steinbrenner. Brian Cashman, we need this guy, we need that guy, we need this guy. Hal Steinbrenner, I just don't want to spend the money. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny back and forth and dynamic here, Jimmy. And it's, you know, Joe called on Monday. It's frustrating because, you know, you got Spencer Jones and these prospects that the Yankees, they just love lingering around, but they don't send them up. And Aaron Judge's prime is right now. So if you want to try and go in right now, you'd love to see the Yankees be more aggressive. Ryan McMahon's great. Eugenio Suarez would have been better. I certainly hope the Yankees can get a big-time reliever, Jimmy. I don't know. Are there a few names that you would like to see the Yankees go after and get here at the deadline between now and tomorrow at 6?
There's a ton of relievers out there, but I think the Yankees are also looking for starting pitcher. Alfonso's out there. Merrill Kelly's out there. Jack Gallen is out there, but they need relief.
Yeah.
Their bullpen is very bad.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah, it for sure is. And look, we'll see, and the last thing, before I let you go, how concerned are you, Jimmy, about Volpe and the defensive struggles?
He's a head case right now. That's why they're going out and getting guys like McMahon, Rosario, can play a little shortstop.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, they're phoning guys like Slater is going to play some outfield. They don't want DH. Can't remember.
Yeah.
They don't want Stanton in the outfield.
Right, no.
And they're filling in little parts now, so now Cashman has to go after.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We'll see. And thank you for the call, Jimmy. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut him off, but I think he's having some phone issues there. But I could make out with some of what he was saying. It was just a little muffled. Appreciate the call and the support, Jimmy, with Volpe. And obviously, yes, bringing in Ahmed Rosario, it's an obvious concern for sure. We've got Mark in Malta next up on the Hot Mic line. What's going on, Mark? How are you?
How you doing? Yankee fan since 1960.
All right. Love it. What's on your mind? Thoughts on Volpe? Thoughts on the trade deadline? Let me hear from you, Mark.
Thoughts on Volpe. If you were in my house last night, you would have heard my thoughts on Volpe.
Oh. I can only imagine. Let me guess, Mark, it's probably not radio friendly. Fair to say?
It is not radio friendly.
I figured. And how about this team with the trade deadline? Are there a few guys you want to see the Yankees go get?
Like how about four new relief pitchers?
I hear you, trust me. In a perfect
world,
it'd be great.
Anybody but Cassie or Casey or whatever his name is, gambling or something.
Yeah, well, Class A. Yeah, Emmanuel Class A. That is quite the wild story for sure. Do you think the Yankees, before I let you go, Mark, do you think the Yankees will still be able to win this American League East despite being four back with about 50 to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And one other thought. Stanton is a professional athlete, and he can't field, run, or throw. He should be embarrassed and quit.
Hey, there, you know what? I love it. And on that note, that's a mic drop. That's a mic drop right there. That's a Mark drop, baby. There we go. Mark from Malta, keeping it real. And again, a couple more minutes before we break. You can call in at any time. You're 518-476-1045. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Mark. Just reading through the stuff, Joe and Chris have here. We'll go to the Mets for just a second and segue away from the Yankees. Could do a whole hour, honestly, on the Yankees. We'll touch on the Mets. They lose 7-1. Soto, it seems like they avoided damage, but I guess he's 4 for his last 35, so that may not be as big of a loss here recently. He's listed as day-to-day, fouled one off his foot last night, said it was numb but didn't really feel a ton of pain. 7-1, the Padres win. Manaea was good. Buehler was atrocious, and the Mets bullpen was not good in that game. So you now lose the series to the Padres, right, after winning six straight. Phillies are right there. It's going to be a two-way race, right? You're a half game up. But for this Mets team, they're going to go bullpen too, as are basically 75% of the teams that are in contention as well. And the Red Sox beat the Twins 8-5, and you know they're able to get a good start for Lucas Giolito. He gets his seventh win of the year. They take on the Twins again here. They're actually playing them right now, and they're up 8-1 in the bottom of the eighth. So Red Sox are going to get another series win. They are right on the Yankees. Tail, they're nipping at their heels, and you know, this was a team that was expected to be sellers not that long ago, and now they have been uber aggressive here recently, and are going to be buyers come this deadline. And Brian Baio, outstanding, 7 innings, 1 run, really, really solid start for him. And just curious to see which these three teams are going to do. Mets bullpen against the Giants, who had 11 innings and a 0 ERA, and then last night, of course, you saw Jose Buehler obviously not pitch well at all. Red Sox are 16-7 in July. With a win today, it looks like they're going to be 17-7. You finish the month with a 71% winning percentage, going 17-7. It'll be their best winning percentage in the month of July since 2018. And again, being able to, Lucas Giolito is a star of 6 innings or more. He's really a nice, it's a 1-2 punch it's becoming behind Garrett Crochet. That's huge for the Boston Red Sox. And this Mets team, again, see how uber aggressive they are for bullpen arms, because David Stearns has made it perfectly and abundantly clear that he wants to go for some bullpen arms. So Yankees, Mets, and Red Sox, who are they going to get between now and tomorrow? Joe and Chris going to join me back in studio for the next segment. We're going to kind of go round table, see who's out there, see who's going to be a good fit, and talk some MLB trade deadline coming up on the Wednesday edition of Open Mic right here on 104.5. Team. What a great Wednesday show so far. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I will take you up until 4 p.m. It'll be Freddie and Harry from 4 to 6:25. Then it's Game 3, Yankees and Rays at the stadium in the Bronx. Chris Lockwood, Joe Lorenzo. I almost said Lockridge. I don't know why I would say that. But it's Chris Lockwood and Joe Lorenzo are in studio with me right now. Gentlemen, we're doing things a little differently. It's bittersweet. It's it's Chris Lockwood's last studio show. The time flies.
Who is that?
Right?
Lockwood or Lockridge?
I believe it's Lockwood. as we're back here in our cozy studios of WTMM. Quick shout out yesterday, boys. I know you weren't there, and wish you could have been a part of it. We'll make that happen one of these years, maybe next year. Giants training camp, had a great time. Roger, Lexi, Quinn, and I mean, it just, when you think it can't get any better, it just can't. It was great. In all seriousness, thank you to the New York Giants. They roll out the red carpet for Roger. They roll out the red carpet for us, radio side too. I'm getting choked up just talking about it. Roger was able to interview Abdul Carter and Jackson Dart for TV and Brian Daboll. Yep, exactly. Yeah, it's good stuff, right? It's only fair. And then radio, we got Wandale Robinson, Tyrone Tracy Jr., Drew Phillips, and then Paul Schwartz. I am on a first-name basis now with Jordan Ronan and Pat Leonard, which is cool. I'm not tooting my own horn at all. I think it's great. Jordan Ronan is someone I've always followed. My friends look up to. He's the best. He'll just see you, say hi. We'll catch you up and shoot the you-know-what and just have a good time. We weren't able to interview him because Dable spoke after practice, but all signs are pointing towards Jackson Dart's pretty good. I mean, he's been looking good. I know it's training camp, but they got the pads on, and it was like the hottest day of the summer. It was like 102 degrees, but just wanted to throw it in there. Should have been a co-made event, honestly, today, but had a lot of fun. 4 Giants training camps down in a row. And each one, I think it's been at least 90 degrees, but all good, and we didn't hit too much traffic on the drive, so shout out there to the New York Giants, who I think will be better, certainly, than last year. I think they might hover around. I got them for about six or seven wins. I think it could be around there. I mean, that defensive pass rush is going to be really good. What about you, boys? What do you think about this Giants team heading into this year? I mean, they're in our division, Joe. So Russell Wilson, Jackson Dart and company, Abdul Carter, they draft. What do you think?
They'll be okay. I think they'll be fine. I mean,
it's okay. How many wins is okay?
I think the over-under should be 5.5 because it's...
That's a good... I take over. You go under or you go...
I think I go over for sure. Maybe 6.5 then. 6.5 is a better number. 6.5 better number. I don't know if... Because I think that they're... an okay team right now, because Jackson Dart has nothing in the tank yet. He has no experience. He has nothing. I mean, he's learning from Russell Wilson, who thinks he still got it, but I don't know. I mean, his deep ball is pretty, but besides that, their schedule is the hardest in the NFL. Their defense was so
poor. That is true.
Their corners still stink, so it just depends.
I interviewed one of them. Drew Phillips says he's locked in. Deontay Banks admitted he had a sophomore slump.
Good, because he regressed. He played horribly.
Oh, that dude couldn't tackle at all.
So if they can play better, awesome. I mean, I love Tyrone Tracy. I just want to say that.
He's a baller.
I love him.
He was a great interview, too. That dude was engaged. He liked the questions.
Fantasy football stud. He's going to be big this year. Won me a couple games. Yeah. He's a stud. I hope.
I mean, he's
Cam,
the starter. He's their main.
Well,
he's their
I hope
main
Cam Scatter doesn't take any time from him, because I he love might, Tyrone Tracy. That's what he I'm might. Saying, because he looked really good the day you were there. He had a nice long run.
He did. He's that dude. They were far away, but we heard the cheer. It was one of the last cheers. It was like his long run yesterday, because I saw the clip on Twitter.
He was cutting up.
There. Oh, he was Chris. Giants, we'll start there quickly.
Yeah.
I know it's not football season yet, but
I think they'll be fine. Similar to you guys, around 5 or 6 wins. I don't see them, obviously.
6 or 7?
Yeah, maybe 6 or 7. I don't see them, obviously,
six
winning
and a half
the division
wins?
Or anything.
You'll get a half a win.
I think Joe's Eagles got the division on lockdown, to be honest.
Oh, Dallas sure as heck ain't winning that division. No way.
You guys they might be down with the Giants.
You just lost your starting left guard.
Yeah.
Broke his foot.
I wonder if they're going to shift Tyler Smith now. So
probably.
Dallas
Pickens
could hover around 9 or 10 wins.
I think they always do. George Pickens looks good.
It's healthy Dak. Love him or hate him, Dallas is better when Dak is healthy.
Oh,
they don't make the playoffs when he's...
He's such a good quarterback.
Wild card,
but like,
at
it's
best.
Just, it's just. Yeah. I feel like some of the time it's just empty stats what he does. I mean, like, they
a
should
lot,
be better.
A lot of it, a
if
lot
I
of it
was a
be.
Dallas fan, I'd be pissed. But I'm not. I'm an Eagle fan.
Yeah,
I love that they're better.
Dak is a stat padder. He does very well when the team is up. Now, he has had some clutch wins before, and some of the playoff wins have not been his fault. I get that. But he is not worth $60 million. I'm sorry.
That's
astronomical. That
well, they
he
don't
makes
want to
that.
Pay Micah Parsons. Like, what is Jerry Jones?
September.
Him,
what do we play? The 4th. Yeah. September 3rd. He'll get
calling
paid.
Calling him
just
Michael
like
Parsons. Yeah. He called him Michael Parsons, and he said
he's an absolute moron.
I don't think he doesn't
his
pay.
His son's no better.
How do you not pay Micah Parsons before Miles Garrett? How don't you pay Dak Prescott before? Like Jordan Love makes
because
that
Jerry
money.
Jones just does not know sense. How to run a football
doesn't,
team.
Doesn't make sense.
He likes it to be this spectacle. He doesn't care about the
George
team.
Pickens trade. That was awesome.
That was good a good move.
You. That was great. I just who did that? Well, it definitely wasn't Jerry Jones.
I don't even know if it was Steven. Steven's got a little bit better of a head on his shoulders than Jerry, but I mean, who knows? But also, too, they have the worst running back room in the NFL. I don't think it's close. Him,
who?
Miles Sanders, and Javonte Williams.
That's it. Javonte Williams.
Maybe it's not
I
the
wish
word.
He played better. He was really good his first year, and then he tore his ACL. But he should be okay. Just Zeke's done.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's not eating first downs.
Commanders, they're going to be there, too.
I think the Commanders will be there, too. I think Jaden Daniels may not have a C.J. Stroud regression. I think he could have a mini sophomore slump. I think asking him to replicate that is going to be hard.
He played out of his
and if McLaurin's gone, no shot. No Ooh, shot if McLaurin's gone, and he's rumored to like Pittsburgh. I saw
but all
too,
these
so.
Guys are holding out, and it's Trey Henderson's back at practice. Today.
That's crazy.
But
Cincinnati's like
pads.
A worse front
without
office
pads.
Than Dallas. Yeah, I mean Trey Henderson should be paid. He had 17.5. How many sacks?
17.5. He had the most last year crazy. Over Miles Garrett, T.J. Watt.
He's a beast. He was a beast with the Saints. He's a beast with Cincinnati too. So we'll see. All right, boys, good stuff with the NFL. Segueing to what we were going to talk about, the I almost said NFL again. The MLB trading deadline. Yankees, Mets, and Red Sox are three regional teams of interest. We'll start with the Yankees. The names that are being thrown around, Ryan Helsley of the Cardinals, with David Bednar of the Pirates, the glossier relievers. Yoan Duren is not going to be dealt, right?
No,
Cashman
he
is supposedly being in heavy talks with Minnesota. So I would keep tabs on that for Minnesota for relievers. But from what you guys are looking at in hearing, Chris, I'll start with you. Who are a few guys you think the Yankees should get? Should get, you want them to get in from what you're hearing so far?
So I really want them to get Yoan Duren from the Twins. Guy throws 102 mile an hour with like a 98 mile an hour splitter. He's nasty. But from what I'm seeing, the Twins are asking for so it's the Dodgers, Phillies, and the Yankees that are like the top three, and they're asking for every team's top prospect. And I really do not want to give up Jason Dominguez for a relief pitcher. So I don't know if Cashman will do that. I honestly don't think he will. I think the Twins have too high of an asking price.
Yeah.
But I want to get another guy similar to him that's controlled, like a David Bednar from Pittsburgh. I don't want to get a rental for half a season. I want somebody who's good through 2027. Like Bednar has a year and a half left. So we have him through next season, which is good. Or like a Jake Bird from Colorado who's got 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Someone like that, not someone that we have to worry about again at the end of the season.
Yeah. All right. Joe, for this Yankees team, I mean, pitching is like one of the big needs. So it's safe to say they're going to need a reliever or two and probably a starter as well.
Hopefully Duran. I know the pitching's huge, but I think you gotta address the shortstop. I think it's either
they have to now,
or they can let Volpe keep playing, but either he's going to be really, I don't think he can't be a mediocre player. You have to have a start shortstop as a Yankee. And I don't think, because if they let him, I don't know, work out whatever's happening to him, I think it's going to cost him games. It's going to cost him games. They're already 4 behind the Blue Jays. They need to win now, in my opinion. Aaron Judge, much as he's not slowing down, he's going to eventually.
Yeah, he's also out. I mean, exactly, like, they avoided a major injury.
He's also out. Cody Bellinger has to step up. And I just think if you go out and get like a shortstop like Castro from the Twins, I think you just need someone that can be reliable. And
well,
it's just that's what you need, because Volpe is not reliable. He was good 2 years ago, and ever since he went on Bob's Sports, he has been good. So.
Oh, wow. Throwing that. That's right. Him, Clark Schmidt, Anthony Rizzo.
And all of them tanked after.
So is that like a new Madden cover jinx? Well, it could be.
It could be. Because you have to see how Sam Darnold and Josh Allen play.
And Schmidt got hurt. So there's Darnold, Josh Allen. Yep.
Sam Rizzo.
Kyle Allen's not starting. So,
no.
So he won't be. Yeah.
But I think if Volpe plays better, the Yankees start to, I think they win. Because shortstop, it's almost like a glue guy.
He's
like the receiver or running back of like that defense. It's tough. Almost like a slot receiver, you could say. Old reliable. Yeah, exactly.
Over the middle. Like there he is. Right.
And you need someone who will consistently turn double plays. Get people out at first. You need that guy.
Yeah.
Volpe, he was him, and I don't know what happened.
He's certainly not him anymore. I will say this, getting a shortstop applies pressure to Volpe. You can leave him in the starting lineup, but now there's someone in the works. Lombard's not there yet. Okay, you've now got a guy who started significant games in the MLB right behind me. You either play better and keep him out, or we're going to set you for 3 games in a row. See what that does. Francisco Alvarez, we're going to send you down. You're going to hit 7 home runs and come back, and the Mets have like an 8-2 record since he's back. Sometimes you need a change.
It's like drafting a quarterback behind a quarterback who's not playing well.
You
got to light a fire.
You have to light a fire, and that's what's needed with this Yankees team. I think a reliever, I'm not opposed to Sandy Alcantara. I think he's starting to pitch better because he knows he's going to be dealt to a better team and not that disaster dumpster fire of the Miami Marlins organization. And then also, too, Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease is a guy who the numbers aren't there. He gets a lot of strikeouts. I just think he's a guy who will look good and pitch well in the pinstripes.
Yeah.
I would like to see Dylan Cease. That's my starter
pick.
And
the Yankees have what the Padres are looking for, MLB-ready left fielders and catchers. We can give them J.C. Ascara. We could give up, honestly, a Trent Grisham for a year of Dylan Cease. They might have to. Dylan Cease is incredible.
Yeah.
Everyone knows he's much better than what his underlying stats say.
And here's the thing. Yankees and Padres, there's a relationship there. Mm-hmm. Juan Soto, right? I mean, the deal. Michael King, Kyle Higashioka. Think about the teams that Cashman has dealt with a lot. Because it's true. The rumors are a lot of GMs don't like dealing with Cashman.
Oh, definitely.
Because he can rip them off. Minnesota, I mean, you look for some teams. Pittsburgh. Clay Holmes in the past, right? Teams that they made deals with. I mean, those are just to name a few, too. What about the Mets and Red Sox quickly here, boys? I mean, Mets, it's safe to say, just like any team, they're going to want bullpen guys. Probably an outfielder, too, to replace Tyrone Taylor in center that's got about Harrison Bader is a name that's been all over the place, too.
Everywhere.
And then Red Sox, too. Joe, we'll start Mets. Where's a few needs, bullpen included, that you think
they
need?
It's tough because it's hard to like say that about the whole team because they need everything, essentially, besides Alonso, Lindor, and Soto, who all three of them are like, Lindor is an okay fielder, in my opinion. Like, he was great with the Guardians or Indians, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. Like, he was great with them. Alonso's he's a brutal first baseman sometimes.
Yeah, he's and also so up and down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And Soto is hurt right now, or whatever happened to his foot.
He's been underwhelming.
But even with the Padres, Nationals, and the Yankees, he was an okay outfielder. So I think, but you can't even address those positions because you have three stars there, unless you DH one, which won't happen, because I think Soto's going to get to DH soon. So I think they should look for – I like the O'Neill Cruz thing. I've seen a lot of people talking about Mets are linked to O'Neill Cruz from the Pirates.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be great. I mean, he's a young dude who throws really fast.
6'7". Right?
Yeah, he's six seven.
He's huge.
He's huge, and he hits the ball really far.
Yeah.
So I think they need something of a pop of like youth in that organization.
All right. Red Sox, they were gonna be sellers. Now they're going to be buyers.
I think,
at this deadline. Duran's going nowhere. I mean, for Boston, I would say I'd look no further than starting pitching. Because after Crochet and Giolito, not necessarily then if you got Bayo who pitches like he did today and goes 7-1-8. But I would say starting pitching, get another one, and you're going to need a couple more bats in that lineup for sure, Chris, right, for the Red Sox?
I agree. I think they need to get a first baseman. I've been looking at them going to Ryan O'Hearn from the Orioles, who have obviously been very underwhelming.
He's good, but they stink.
Yeah, he was an all-star. He's having a great year. He has fallen off a little bit, but the Red Sox, they lost Tristan Casas early in the year. Tears ACL or something over first base, but I think he would give them a nice lefty bat that they need. But I also saw a report here. Apparently the Yankees are one of three teams in on Mason Miller, so that is definitely something
to keep an eye on. That's another flamethrower. That's another good one.
I love him.
Oh, he's a dog. He's got good numbers again this
year,
too.
That would probably cost a lot, but...
So, here's my thing. You're right. And it's so what? If you're the Yankees and Aaron Judge is 33 years old, the time is now.
I agree with you.
Need to go out and get guys. No excuses.
Win now.
These prospects are not going to mean anything when Judge is 40.
Ryan McMahon is good.
He's all right.
He's good. Okay?
He's serviceable.
He's not great. And he's not going to put you over the top. Sorry. Oh, neither is Ahmed Rosario. Neither is Austin Slater. So right now you're probably 0-3 based on Yankees bets. Suarez, he might go to Seattle. I'm not really sure where else he's going.
Tigers are big on
him, like Cubs. Like I don't think the Yankees are going to get. They got McMahon for that reason. But be aggressive. Same for the Mets. Same for the Reds. You got to be aggressive. These prospects and stuff. I mean, you're going to have to make sacrifice. You got to give to get in life and in business and sports.
Mets
too.
And Yankees for sure because they have
you have the money
superstars.
Yeah,
they have the money. Red Sox are okay in my opinion. They could.
They don't
just
spend
relax
as much.
And wild card. Yeah. That's all right. But I think that the Yankees and Mets have to go get something.
Last year, the trade deadline catapulted teams like the Tigers, the Yankees. You got Jazz Chisholm last year. You got a few other pieces, too. And Devin Williams, then, is now protected. Then you've got, you got Devin Williams. You got Luke Weaver. You've got Mason Miller. You've got Tim Hill. All of a sudden, that's an October bullpen.
It's a really
can be said about the Mets. They could go try and make a move and get someone. Now, they have Diaz. What if they somehow land Bednar in there too? And I mean, you got those two. I mean, these are the moves that need to be made for either of his teams. Busy checking Twitter, especially Jeff Passan, boys, the next about 26 hours or so. All right, come back. You fellas got some games here?
I do.
After the mic drop?
We're good. Yes.
Oh, Joe's returning with a vengeance here with some games. That's next as we put the wraps on what's been a busy and fun Wednesday edition of Open Mic, Chris Lockwood's final studio show. Little moment of silence there. All right, we'll be right back. Open Mic, 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio. Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Open Mic here on 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio, the Capital Region's home for New York sports, and it's time for the mic drop.
Now it's time for MJ's Mic Drop on Open Mic on 104.5 The Team.
New York Yankees in action tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. This prediction sure to go wrong, I should preface by saying. I'm not going starting line. Tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. But I will say this. I will say Anthony Volpe is going to get through the game tonight without committing an error. And with how bad he has been recently, that prediction might also be incorrect. So I'm going to say he has a clean one. I'm not predicting win or loss. We're going a little safer mic drop today. Anthony Volpe will not commit an error tonight, and hopefully the Yankees can get the win. As we saw, the Toronto Blue Jays local product Jeff Hoffman just slam the door on the Orioles, a team he has a little bit of animosity towards because after the failed physical, the Orioles didn't sign him. Gentlemen, Chris Lockwood, Joe Lorenzo, it's now time for our annual gaming segment. What do we got?
All right. So let's connect the number to the player edition.
And this is the one that's supposedly really hard.
Both of these are hard. So the number
is
61. So here we're going to start with Roger Maris.
61 home runs in a season.
What year?
1961.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
He wore number 9, right? Yep. Beat out Mickey Mantle.
Jose Altuve.
It's tough.
It's tough.
Yeah, you've been waiting 12 days for this since we last saw you. I mean, he's been thinking about this in UMass while being a team manager these games. I respect it. Man, Altuve 61.
Should we give him a hint?
Is it anything to do with stolen bases?
Nothing.
I'll give you a hint. Postseason.
61 career RBIs.
Yeah. Postseason
RBIs. Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to move on, because I don't think that one's too easy. We're going to move on to 264.
It's a nice number.
This is a great number. This might be a little... Michael Thomas, Saints receiver. I don't know if you...
Receptions in a year?
No.
That's too many. That's too many. Yeah, that's actually way too many. 264. Michael Thomas. What does he have to do with 264?
Kind of on the right path.
Just keep booking. Keep going on.
It's not career. That's too low for career receptions.
He had 143 in a season. So.
He did. Yeah, I don't really know. If
264 targets in his single season.
I should have guessed it. Was that year? Was that 2019?
Yes, sir.
Man. Incorrect.
Okay, how about Devin Hester?
264? Oh, boy. Devin Hester, 264. It's obviously not return touchdowns. Something to do with his overall return yardage?
No.
No. Okay.
He returned
264 punts.
Yes,
in his career.
Sir.
That's a wild guess.
There you go.
Wow.
Hey, Chris, you got the next one.
Wow.
The number
three for four.
This thing.
Three for four.
Okay. So next we are going to do a thing called Who Am I? So I'm gonna give you hints. There's four hints. So the fourth one is basically a giveaway. So you want to get it as early on as possible.
Okay. Do you automatically give the first hint?
We give all the hints until you get it.
Oh, like you don't want the fourth hint?
So you have
a dead giveaway.
He'll give you a hint. You have to guess, and then before that, like you want to get it the first hint. So, yeah. Chris, take it away.
So the first hint for this person: I was the last player ever drafted by the Montreal Expos.
Okay, what's the next hint?
Don't have a guess?
Last player draft. What year was the last year? What year is it we're talking here?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, you don't know the
year. You should know that.
I should know. You're the ones who are coming up with the info. You guys should know.
You want the next hint?
Yes, please.
I hit for the cycle and also threw a no-hitter in college. He has no clue.
No, I have no. I mean, I'd like to know what year it was. It's probably late 90s. You guys have no idea. All right, go ahead. Next hint. What is the next hint?
I won a Cy Young, MVP, and World Series. That should be a big hint right there.
That's a huge...
Cy Young, so it is a pitcher. World Series and MVP.
Correct.
Randy Johnson.
Incorrect.
That's tough.
Your final hint. This should give it away. My nickname is Mad Max.
Mad Max?
He doesn't know.
How do you not know Mad Max?
So his name's Max something. Right?
Max something.
I mean, you should assume that.
I don't know why it's not coming to me right now.
He's drawing a blank.
Max won a World Series and won a Cy Young. It's not Max Scherzer. That's way too far away.
Are you sure?
Really?
Are you sure it's not Max Scherzer?
It's Max Scherzer?
It's Max Scherzer.
He was the last player drafted by the Expos?
Yeah.
What?
Dead?
What year was this?
I don't know.
Are we sure that's accurate?
Yeah.
That he got drafted?
We're gonna look.
No,
it
this
up.
Is accurate.
All right. I need a fact check. I trust you boys. I do, but I would.
Okay, so that was incorrect.
What are we doing?
So ChatGPT gave me that wrong.
Oh my! You guys
that
are totally exposed. That was a disaster.
The last Montreal Expos player to be drafted was Tom Brady.
What are we doing?
That's a cool little fact, though. Like,
that is a cool
little nugget of
all right, was that it for the game? Or we're just
yeah,
we're,
it's that's
we
it.
Can't end, we can't end on that. It's Chris Lockwood's last studio
all right, Chris,
show.
Chris, let's
what look. Was that?
We have to give him one away. All right, it we're was ChatGPT's fault. I apologize.
Just look
hey,
it up.
Hey,
hand up.
Hand
up accountability. I'm touching the sky.
Integrity there, because that was rough. That's all right though. That's all right. We redeem yourselves with one small.
I think we have to go blind ranking. We have to.
I think it's
blind
only ranking.
We have to go.
What
blind
are we doing
ranking.
A blind ranking of?
Why don't we go? Why don't we go blind rankings? You guys. Yankees legends.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, yeah. Chris, do you want to take this one away or what? You want me to do it?
You got it.
Okay.
Chris looks, he's like,
he's no idea what's going on.
He might be rattled. That's all right.
Brett Gardner.
He's a Yankee legend?
Yes.
When you say,
what? Oh, come on.
When you say Yankee legend, I'm thinking like Joe DiMaggio and Lou Gehrig.
No, we're Gardner's a legend. We're giving Brett Gardner.
Four.
Really?
Yeah, four. Because I know there's going to be better guys than Brett Gardner.
Gary Sanchez.
Let's rename this to Yankee players.
Five. He's not. Gary Sanchez is not a Yankee legend.
Didi Gregorius.
Gregorius? Three.
Didi?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He was clutch.
I'm getting a phone call. I apologize.
Yeah, we can. That's all right. We can only hear it on the air. It's fine.
Can you really?
Yeah, a little bit. You can hear the vibration on the desk. What is happening? Come on. We're already around the other. Yeah, two more. This is unreal.
This is getting unbelievable. Harrison Bader.
All right. What are you doing this now? Two. And then who's one? Like Shelly Duncan or something? Like, what are we doing now? Shane Spencer?
Ronald Torres.
Greg Bird.
Yeah, that's it. The games are done. I mean, we're bringing it back on Friday. That was train wreck midway through. The first games were good. They were hard. Thank you, boys. Good show. Chris, this is not farewell. We'll do this on Friday
but
at
it
the
is
track.
Farewell. I will not see you.
Yeah.
This is farewell for you guys.
For me. For the intern.
Just be, yeah. Just
you know, Kobe and Shaq.
Because of the timing and everything. Yeah, because, of course, yeah, the next 2 weeks, I mean, I'll confirm the schedule on if there's best ofs or not, or it'll be Freddie
Maybe
and Harry.
Come
but
in one day.
Yeah. But yes, cool. There won't be any open mic most likely here coming up the next 2 weeks with vacations and time off. But I'll be back on August the 18th. We're live Friday at the track. Thank you, boys. Good stuff, as always.
Chris.
And we will get to and Chris. Yes,
Chris,
round of applause.
I mean,
studio. It's not goodbye for Chris. It's goodbye
no,
Friday.
No, but it's
for
goodbye
you,
for
you.
Studio. And as
you
well.
Guys spent a lot of time together in
we
there.
We really
put
did.
A lot of good things together.
And
I can see the tears flowing down your cheeks. It's an emotional farewell.
We did a lot of work. A lot of sea day was watched in that fishbowl. And
this is right about where we wrap up, and they don't need to know about that. As thank you, boys. This has been the Wednesday edition of Open Mic. Here on 104.5 The Team. One thing, I will send a shout out to Matt Fisher from the Albany business office who's listening. His mic dropped. Today's trade with the White Sox is to move Ben Rice for a bigger piece of the puzzle for the Yankees. All right, that's not a bad mic drop. We'll see how it plays out. Thanks everybody. Freddie and Harry with Eric Hanneman is next on 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio, and the free 104.5 The Team app.
This has been Open Mic with MJ on 104.5 The Team, ESPN Radio.